Anxiety by Entangled Now, read by Rose. There weren't enough paper towels. Colby worked this out quickly enough, trying to wipe coffee off of paperwork when the paper towels were already wet, just left brown smears across Dawn's neat handwriting. Halfway through, Colby gave up, put the paper cup back on top of the paperwork, and dumped the towels in the trash. This wasn't Colby's fault. Charlie had obviously left the cup on the stack of Dawn's paperwork halfway through a conversation or a math demonstration or something, and then clearly his brain had forgotten about it and wandered his body away somewhere else. The cup had rested forlorn and forgotten for a few hours, and then clearly protested its abandonment by leaking all over the damn place.
Colby.
Colby managed, just about, to block the view of the paperwork with his own body, possibly getting splatters of cold coffee on the back of his shirt for his trouble. Dawn was hanging in the doorway, serious expression on his face.
Hey, Colby, you seen Charlie?
Dawn looked perplexed. The last time Colby had seen Charlie, he'd been drawing something that didn't so much look like math as complicated battle tactics on one of the boards in garish yellow pen. When he'd made the mistake of questioning, there'd been an explanation, which involved a lot of pointing and long words, and then finally a laugh, and yellow marker on his nose. Colby had managed to escape with his dignity. Barely. Though the sound of laughter had followed him back to his desk. He shook his head.
Nope. No. Not for a while. He didn't seem to be acting funny to you?
Charlie always seemed to be acting funny to Colby. Colby suspected Charlie lived on an entirely different scale of normal to him. He tried to think of a polite way to tell Dawn that his brother may, in fact, be the Antichrist. There was really no way for that to go over well. He shook his head instead.
Nope.
The end. Thanks for listening.